tonight, 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Amen. Would you stand one more time as we read the word of the Lord? Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, starting at verse number 1. If you were in the youth service tonight, these scriptures will sound, I trust they'll sound familiar to you. You need to get the tape. Brother Wilkerson preached so wonderfully about being a soldier, verse number 3. Amen. But I want to read the first couple of verses and preach to you mainly from verse number 2. Amen. The word of the Lord says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Yes. Amen. Verse number 2 again. Paul instructs Timothy. Yes. Notice as we maybe take our time going through this verse, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. Yes. The same. The same. Commit thou to faithful men. And once those men have received the truth, notice, those men shall also be able to teach others. How many believe God wants His truth and His church to continue on? Amen. If you're glad for the church of Jesus Christ, would you just lift your hand toward heaven tonight and ask God to have His will in this service? Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Father, we commit this service into your hands tonight. Father, I pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will come by. Lord, would you just quicken my mind, sharpen my words to say only those things that you would direct us and anoint us to say. Nothing more, nothing less. But Father, I pray that you would meet us in this altar tonight, that great things would be accomplished. And for that, we'll praise you and give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you as you're seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. The things that thou hast heard of me, commit thou to faithful men. You and I understand that Paul is writing to Timothy, his young preacher, his young son in the gospel. We understand that these are the last words, the last few chapters that Paul will ever pen. And we understand that the dying words of a man are premium words. He doesn't waste time on trivial matters. And those of you that have spent time at the bedside of someone that's leaving this world understands the most cherished thoughts of their heart are the words that are spoken. And so Paul picks up the pen through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and he begins to challenge and admonish Timothy to make sure that the gospel, the same gospel, the truths that have been received from Paul and given to Timothy, are those things that Timothy will in turn begin to commit to faithful men. And then those faithful men also will begin to teach others. Paul, Timothy, faithful men, plural. Teaching others also, plural. So I don't know how many men that Paul had in mind, but this thing that we do know, Paul wanted nothing more and nothing less than the truth of the gospel to be convicted in Timothy's heart. And Timothy began to impart that into other men. It's not enough just to receive the truth. For in this text we have the reception of truth. But it's not enough just to receive the truth. We have a responsibility to begin to impart or transmit that truth. And it is Paul's challenge to Timothy to pass that truth on, to begin to impart it, to transmit it to others who will in turn transmit it and to impart it to other men. Tonight, can I preach to you that I'm glad that you and I still believe in the absolute truth of God's holy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Josh McDowell, a Christian apologist, the author of more than a carpenter. Evidence that demands a verdict. Recently said that statistics reveal that among the evangelicals in America, less than 10% believe that there is absolute truth apart from themselves. My grandfather was a World War II veteran in his generation. That number was over 60%. My father is a preacher of the gospel. His generation, that number was over 30-some percent that believed in absolute truth. But my generation and the generation that is coming on, that number has dwindled now to less than 10% among evangelicals in our country. Not the Dominican Republic and not Mexico that our brothers are trying to evangelize, or the Indians of Panama, but among the evangelicals of America, less than 10% believe in the infallible, inspired, immutable, eternal, unchanging, unadulterated word of the living God. But can I preach to you and I tonight, friend, that God's word is not obsolete, but rather it is absolute. I said it is absolute. The psalmist believed in the absolute truth of God's word. For the psalmist said in 119 and 89, forever, 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 O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens. Isaiah believed in the eternal word of God. For in Isaiah the 40th chapter he wrote and recorded, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word, oh come on somebody and talk to me, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. Matthew believed in the eternal word of God. For Matthew said, not one jot, not one tittle will pass away. And in 24 and 35, he said, Jesus speaking, my word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. The apostle Peter believed in the eternal word of God. For Peter, in 2 Peter in the first chapter, began to detail his personal experiences, his personal encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you have loved to have had an eyewitness? Wouldn't you have loved to have walked with Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you have loved to have seen the miracles of the Lord? The Apostle Peter was there. Remember, he was that volatile, impetuous disciple, quick to speak, slow to think, but yet so anointed of God, that preached the inaugural Pentecostal message and opened the floodgates to the church, and thousands were saved. That Apostle Peter, as an old man, wrote and said that before long, I will lay down this tabernacle. I'll leave this tabernacle. But he wrote concerning to the church in 2 Peter 1 and 19. But we have a more sure word of prophecy. Peter wrote and he said, there is something greater than hearing an apostle talk about his personal encounters. Peter wrote and he said, it is the infallible, it is the immutable, it is the unchanging, forever settled, unadulterated, uncompromising word of the Lord. Oh, thanks be unto God for his word. Hallelujah. You know why I believe we have existed and maintained our standard and of the movement that we have, if you can call it that, is that we have give great credence, that we have give time and belief and conviction to the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Maybe it was as it is in Samuel's day. the word of the Lord. Precious. Rare. Very little vision. A backslidden church world, if you would. But yet, in the midst of that dark night, God speaks to Samuel, a young boy, and calls him from the darkness to begin to herald the tidings of Jesus Christ. Can I preach to you tonight? Aren't you glad for the men of God that'll preach the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. I said, if you're glad for God's word tonight, why don't you lift your hands toward heaven and say, thank God, thank God, thank God for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, one more time. But Paul challenges Timothy to hand off the gospel to someone else. Once Timothy receives it, he's got a responsibility to pass it off to somebody else. I want to preach to you tonight on passing the baton. It was as if there's a relay race. The Apostle Paul is nearing the finish line. The Apostle Paul knows before long it'll all be over. In just a few chapters, he will pen the words, I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Hallelujah. But yet, there was a young man that needed to receive the gospel. But aren't you glad tonight that Paul didn't drop the gospel? Hallelujah. I said, aren't you glad the Apostle Paul, that he did not change the gospel? There's a lot in our day and hour, they're cutting the gospel up. I said, they're cutting sections of the gospel out. They're preaching a compromised gospel. They're preaching an adulterated gospel. They're preaching a perverted gospel. But somebody thank God. Somebody thank God for the men of God. Somebody thank God for your preacher. Somebody thank God for the ministry that'll stand up and declare, thus saith the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. It may not be popular. No, no, no. It may not get you accolades in this world. But if at the end of the race, I can hear the great general say, well done, well done, well done, well done, I'll say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 50 years of preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. That may not mean much to you, but I'm going to tell you, 50 years preaching the gospel. Ups and downs. Early mornings and late nights with a testimony. Oh, you say, don't lift them up too high. Why not? Why not? Hallelujah. With the testimony beyond reproach. Hallelujah. 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 I walk in that tabernacle and see the man that fills that pulpit. Hallelujah. I know my feet are not that big, but I say, my God, let me walk in the steps of the men of God that are blazing the trail. God, don't let me compromise. Don't let me in this hour. Oh God, those that have paid the price, those that have preached holiness, those that have preached worldliness out of the church and revival into the church. God, let me hold up that banner. Don't let me get tired. Don't let me get weary. We've come too far. I said, we've come too far. We've got the best thing this side of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory. Day speaker, 76 years old, getting up to preach a camp meeting. Hallelujah. A lot of 76 years old men retired. They want to be down at the lake. They want to be running a bass boat somewhere. Hallelujah. But a man of God, a preacher of the gospel. Hallelujah. I salute you, preachers. I said, I salute you, preachers. Hallelujah. I know what it's like to get in that study by yourself. I know what it's like to say, I need to talk to you, Pastor. And usually it's at 7:29, right when church is starting at 7:30. Can I talk to you after church? I salute you, men of God. Hallelujah. I said, let's hold up. I said, let's hold up the word of God. Let's get a tighter grip. Let's get a firmer grip. I said, let's preach with new fervency. Let's preach with the new anointing. You don't think a preacher's important? Brother Steve Gentry, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Would you get your Bible? Get a mic, if you would. Romans. Romans chapter number 10. Hallelujah. Passing the baton. You don't think a preacher's important? You hadn't read your Bible. You don't think the man of God is important? You don't think those that are holding up the baton are important? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, friend, those movements that have went worldly, that look just like we do in their heydays. What happened? The ministry got tired. It came in the church. Then it got in the choir. Then it got in the platform. And the preachers just got tired. And they quit preaching it. It's time to lift up the men of God. It's time to pray for the men of God. It's time for your preacher to hear you say amen. Would you preach it? Would you lay it straight? Tell me what it takes to get to heaven. Tell me what it takes to live right. Oh, come on, somebody, and say, thank God. Thank God for my preacher. I was in a meeting with the preachers in my city. The preacher of the largest church in my city. Church is 20 times bigger than mine. When the question of homosexuality came around, he stood and said, and I quote, "It's not God's perfect plan for your life, but neither is it a heaven or hell issue." I'm not here to throw rocks at the Christian church. I'm part of the holiness movement. What bothers me is not what goes on at the Christian church, but what bothers me is why I can't stir my people. Hallelujah. What bothers me is the world in us. I see them picking up. What bothers me is watching them lose out with God. Oh, come on, somebody. We've danced and shouted so long because we feel like we're living better than the Christian church down the road. But we're letting a flood of immorality and a flood of worldliness and a flood of ungodliness right into our midst, and we're turning a blind eye, and the preacher's trying to help us, and we don't want to hear it. We've got a sign that says, don't Don't disturb us. Don't disturb us. We're comfortable. We're satisfied. Don't disturb us. You better thank God for a preacher that'll rattle your cage. You better thank God for a preacher that'll crawl into the pulpit without fear or favor and preach it like it is. I don't want a preacher in the pulpit that's my buddy. I don't want my family in the pulpit. I want a preacher of the gospel. I don't want a fishing buddy. I want a preacher. I said I want a preacher. I want somebody to lay the blade and go, oh my God, I want somebody that'll preach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How important is the preacher?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
All right. They have not heard.
And how shall they hear?
How important.
Without a preacher.
Where would you have been without somebody to throw out the lifeline? Oh, where would you have been without a preacher of the gospel? Where would you have been without the man of God? I thank God for these men that have turned their backs upon this world and said, God, I'd rather be a preacher. I'd rather preach your word than die. I'd rather preach your word than live. I'd rather preach your word than anything I know. How many believe we got some preachers that have a hold of the word of the Lord? Come on, wave your hands at them. Let them see you wave your hand tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I'm in my introduction. This isn't what I wanted to preach about, but here I am. Amen. I tell you what, preachers, here's what I want you to do if you're able. Amen. Grab your Bible. Amen. I just want you to take a sachet around this building. I just want you to hold your Bible up. And I want this congregation to know there's a host, Brother Horton. I know you may not feel like it. That's all right. Amen. But these Broxton preachers, amen, there's a testimony. Hallelujah. We've come too far. I said, Star Moon, Brother Joey, you lead the way. Amen. We've come too far. We're not going to take down the banners. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to sell out. It may not be popular. Hallelujah. We may not have the biggest church, but we're still going to lift up. We're still going to lift up. We're still going to lift up. Thus saith. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Take one more pass. Take one more pass. Get a good look at them. Get a good look at them. These are the best God's got. Hallelujah. I said these are the best God's got. This is the all-star team. I said these are the all-pros. I said these are the all-worlds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preaching without fear or favor. Preaching without compromise. Oh, glory be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, brothers. I don't even want to move on. I just like the looks of that right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If revival's coming to our churches, it's coming through the word of the Lord. And it's going to come through the preaching. It's going to come through the preaching. I just got a feeling some of you might, if that was, oh, hallelujah. If that was Jason Crabb walking around this building, some of you probably would have been doing flip-flops. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If that would have somehow been George Johnson or Glenn Payne from the grave, some of you would have been begging for an autograph. I got news. I don't care about Gold City. I don't care about the Crabb family. I said, oh, I don't even care about Brian Free. I said, the man of God, he was preaching when I got saved. It was the preacher that told me holiness was right. It was the preacher that said I could be healed. That, oh God, he told me about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Is there a drumstick over there somewhere? Not a chicken stick, but a drumstick. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you about passing the baton. You look like you're ready. Go ahead and finish. Hallelujah. Paul said, we're going to pass this thing on. Here's a couple of things I know. If you look at me, first of all, you know, I was not built to run track. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More the rolling size than the running size. But if you're the one with the baton, here's what I know. You cannot drop the baton. I said we cannot drop the baton. We cannot lower the standard. We cannot compromise to make it fit this world. Hallelujah. They may walk out of the church and I'll try to pray them back, ask them not to go. But if it's over holiness, I cannot and I will not. And I will not drop the baton. These preachers were walking around here. They had a baton. We've got God's word. But Paul said, I'm going to hand this thing off to Timothy. Now here's what I know about a relay race. And young folks, I want to preach to you just for a couple of minutes here. Hallelujah. When Paul, don't quit me now. If you want to sit down, that's fine. Just don't quit me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that is waiting on the baton does not start running when they get the baton. They are running wide open when they get the baton. You didn't get that, young folks. Because you think your pastors, you think it's down the road somewhere. But the problem is, we need some young marrieds. I said we need some young couples. And we need some college kids to start running for the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Some think, well, when I get older, when I get a Sunday school class, when I get married, when I get kids, I'm really going to start serving God then. The problem is we're never going to be able to hand you the baton. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Tommy, you're like me. I doubt you ever spend any time on the track. But me and you fixing to run a relay right now. Hallelujah. 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 you get over there just for a second? If I'm running the first leg of the relay, I've got to run as hard as I can. Can I preach to the churches tonight? Come on. I said, we got to run as hard as we've ever run for the Lord. Come on. Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. I said, we're going to hand this church off to this next generation sometime. Are we handing them the same church? Some of you that were handed a church when you were young and you're 50 and 60 now, are you getting ready to hand off the same church that was handed to you? Sometimes I work among a lot of young folks all year long. A lot of times we blame the young folks. We like to put all our troubles on the young folks. We like to say it's the young folk. Hey, come on here. They can drop the baton. They don't even have it yet. Come on. Come on, somebody. It's not the young folks' fault. They're not teaching the Sunday school class yet. Come on. Hallelujah. They're not the deacons yet. It's not their fault. They can't drop the ball. They don't even have the ball yet. Come on, mom and dad. Come on, grandma and grandpa. It's me. It's you. I say, God, send revival. God, send revival. Hallelujah. I told somebody today, I feel like Broxton is ready. Not just this camp meeting, but this area. I just feel like a lifting spirit. I just feel a revival spirit. I hear so many good reports about churches growing and things happening. I say glory. I say hallelujah. I say somebody's running. Somebody's got the baton. But Brother Tommy, you're representing the young folks. Well, I don't believe in all that holiness. That's just grandma and grandpa. You're never going to get the baton. Hallelujah. I don't see anything wrong with the ball games. I just don't see anything wrong with going to the movie shows. I'd never go to the movie shows, but I don't see any big thing in downloading it or getting them in the mail. You're not going to get the same baton we've got. Oh, you're not going to get the same baton I've got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe holiness is still in style. It may not be popular in this world, but it's still in style in heaven. For the angels are still crying, holy, 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 holy. Anybody in this building, you still believe in old-fashioned holiness? I say, come on, wave your hand toward heaven. Hallelujah. But Brother Tommy, you got to start running first. If I'm running, my God, these preachers have sweated and prayed and paid the price to give it to this next generation. And young folks, you got to start running right now. I said right now. You can't wait till I get to you and then hand it, because everybody else is going to outdo us. When I get to you, I want you, and we may have to dial 911, but I want you to take a sachet around this building. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it to you a few steps over there. Are you ready? I said, I don't want to drop this baton. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I want you to love it like I love it. And I want you to run. I want you to hold it high. I said, I'm going to pass it off. I said, run. I said, don't lose it. I said, don't lose it. I said, somebody. In the name, I said, come here, Bradley. Come here, Bradley. Hallelujah. Hand it off to Bradley Mingledorf. I said, run, buddy. I said, run. You may not know that young folk, but he's running. I said, he's running. I said, pass it on. Glory be to the Son of God. I said, it's time to run. I said, it's time for a move of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Where's Brother Daniel Dean? Come on, bro, come here. Brother Joey Dean. Luke Dean. I want you to go first. It touched my heart the other night. I looked down. This boy right here. His third generation. People were just singing. He was on the front row. Tears coming down his face. Little lips quivering. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 You may not run as for. Go ahead, go ahead. Take your sachet. Aren't you glad for a man of God? I said, aren't you glad for a man of God that'll run? Hallelujah! I said, not everybody's compromised. Not everybody's going worldly. Not everybody's backsliding. Not everybody. Not everybody. I said, somebody still got it. I said, somebody still got it. I said, the church of Jesus Christ, it's going to run. It's going to run. I said, run. I say, run, Luke. I say, run, Luke. I say, run. Run. Hey, Broxton, run on. I say, keep running. I say, keep running. I say, somebody run. Somebody run. Somebody run. I say, glory be. I say, greater is he that is in us. You know, Sunday. Hallelujah. 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 What happened at church last night? I'll tell you what happened. We passed the baton off. We got some new runners in the race. We got some young folks to make up their mind. That holiness is still right. That holiness is the way to live. That it's not obsolete, but it's absolute. It's thus saith the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. How many drumsticks I got? Hallelujah. 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 Some of you are looking like you want to run. Been a while. Been a while. Been a while. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I use that many, they might vote me out before tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody in this building ready to run? Hallelujah. Any young people got a made up mind? Any pastors in this building? Any youth leaders got your mind made up? I'm not going to fit in this world. I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. This is how I want to live. So you decide for you, and I'll decide for me. But holiness. I said, but holiness. But holiness. But holiness. But holiness. I said, but holiness. But holiness. But holiness is what I want to be. Oh, somebody tonight shall glory. I said, if that's your grandchildren running, if that's your son and daughter running, I say, thank God. I say, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going just a little bit higher. Any young married men in this building? I said, any young married men in this building that said, I'm ready to run for my family. I'm ready to run for my church. I'm ready to run from my preacher. Any youth leaders or pastors in this building that say, I've got my mind made up. You see, here's the problem we're bumping up against right now. We can get young folks to be a catalyst in the service, but then all of a sudden, we're like turtles getting back in our shells, and we're blaming it on the young folks. But come on, somebody. I said, somebody that's been raised in this. I said, somebody, you've been around here. God bless you, Brother Salter. Somebody's been around here your whole life. Amen. I preached this Brother A.G. Salter's funeral. He'd love to see you running. He'd love to see you running. I said, let heaven shout. Let heaven shout. The church is not dead. I said, the church is not dead. Come on, Tony Arnold. Come on, James Vance. He's running for Virginia. I said, running for Georgia. Oh, ho, ho. Ain't done it almost shut up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we going to run on. You got a song about running on? Write one real quick. Write one real quick. Because I got one more. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Is this everybody? Everybody that run that needed to run? You thinking, oh, come on, preacher, just close it up. Let's come on to the altar. Hallelujah. 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 Kyle Taft, I don't know what it'll sound like on the radio tomorrow. Hallelujah. We might get some to show up because it sounds like a circus. Hallelujah. I don't know, but just let somebody know. I said there's some preachers that are running. I said there's some preachers that are running. I'm tired of hearing about all the charismatics. I'm tired of hearing about everybody going worldly. I'm tired of hearing about everybody backsliding. Somebody come on and say, God's church is not dead. God's church is not dead.
The chains now are gold. I'm running with Jesus. I'm going on. I'm running on with Jesus. I'm going on.
Turn and tell three or four people. I'm going to keep running on. I'm going to run on. Turn and tell your neighbor. I'm going to run on. I'm going to run on. I'm running on. I'm running on. I'm running on. I'm running on. Come on, say it like you mean it. Let the devil hear you. Hallelujah. I'm running on. I'm running on. Come on. His altar's open tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, from the front to the back. Come on, church. Let's stand. Come on. Let's come into the altar tonight. Let's stand. And let's just worship.
Glory.
Come on. Come on, young folks. I want every young person in this building. Come on. I want every young person in this building. Come on. Come on. Come on. It starts tonight. It starts right now. We're running. Push your way in.
I'm running with great victory. I'm running on with Jesus. I'm going.
It starts right now.
To go. Then I know I'm home.
Come on, church.
This race that I'm running will bring victory.
Come on, church.
Oh, that night at the altar when I let Jesus
come on, we need to pray.